Saint Augustine, Bishop and Doctor, August 28. The first reading from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No man had ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he had given us of his own Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is the love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 23, verses 8 to 12. But you are not to be called a rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brethren. And called no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one master, the Christ. He who is rated among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. God is the truth and the most perfect love. To understand today's readings, we should know a sketch about St. Augustine's life. Augustine is the smart person and very good in reasoning. Though he was born by Monica, a devout Catholic mother, Augustine didn't use scripture to find out about God. He gave up his faith to chase after the Manichaeism heresy. He was in love with Greco-Roman philosophy, especially Neoplatonism of Plotinus. He has an eloquent tongue. He thought he can use his wisdom and reason to find the truth. Augustine was wrong. He couldn't find out the truth by himself. He must rely on God's help to understand about him, as he confessed. Urged to reflect upon myself, I enter under your guidance the innermost places of my being. But only because you have become my helper were I able to do so. I enter then, and with the vision of my spirit, such as it was, I saw the immutable life far above my spiritual ken and transcending my mind. Not the common eyes which every carnal eye can see, nor any light of the same order, but greater, as though this common light was shining much more powerfully, far more brightly, and so extensively as to fill the universe. The light I saw was not the common light at all, but something different, utterly different from all those things. Like St. Thomas, Augustine called God help is the immutable light. The light shines and guides the soul to understand God's truth. Without this light, human beings can fathom God. God can act directly on human intellect because he created them. Augustine also confessed that he sought a way to gain the strength which he needed to enjoy God, but he couldn't find it until he embraced Christ, the mediator between God and man, the blessed God forever. Christ himself revealed, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. He, the Word, become blessed. God's wisdom, with God's zeal to create all things, he can provide the earth, his children, the milk of wisdom. After experiencing God's sweetness and peace, Augustine painfully confessed these words, late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. That if they had not been in you, there would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my depth net. You splashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your presence on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. Second analysis. First reading. God is love. The first point. God loved the earth first. The author of the first letter of John revealed for us many important things about the divine love, which is agape. First, love originates from God. God created the world and everything in it out of love for people. If he hates anything, that thing shall not be existed. All kinds of love originate from God, such as the love between husband and wife, between parents and children, between brother and sister, or between friends. Second, whoever loves, that person is born by God. God creates people according to his image and likeness. People like God the most because they know how to love. The author of the John 9 first letter confirms, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Third, the way God expresses his love. God expresses his love by many ways in the world and the history. But according to the author, the most beautiful way was when he sacrificed his only son. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. Fourth, God loved us first. It isn't that we love God first, but it is God who loved us first. He loved people, though people have nothing to be loved. He loved people when they are still sinners. The author states, "In this he loved, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the expiation for our sins." Second point, we must love each other. As stated above, the characteristic which make people to be like God the most is to love. They know how to respond to God's love and to love each other. The author commanded his faithful, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." The reciprocal of this love is emphasized in the fourth gospel. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." See John chapter 15 verse 9. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. See John chapter 13 verse 34. There are many kinds of love in life, such as the romantic love between a man and a woman, the spousal love between a husband and a wife, the fraternal love between brothers and sisters or those who share a common goal, the human compassion for those who are suffering. Pope Benedict, in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, number 10 and 11, thinks all kinds of love originate from God, but all the kinds of love are imperfect in comparison with the divine love, because they still have the selfish element in them. The most perfect love which people need to reach is the divine love, because with this love, people can love others as God loves them. When people possess this love, they can meet Jesus' challenges, as in chapter 5 of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, so that to love enemies, to do good deeds, or to pray for those who persecute them. Second, the Gospel. Little be called masters, for you have one master, the Christ. Third point. The limited value of human knowledge. A Vietnamese proverb say, talking can make people to think, but practicing can draw them to do it. This proverb means that talking can show people the truth, but practicing what one talk can attract people to do the truth. The perfect leaders are the ones who know how to use both their words and deeds to motivate others to do what they want. However, if one can't find such leaders, the leaders in words also have their limited effect, as Jesus accepted the limit of the scribes and the Pharisees' teachings. Second point, the absolute value of God's knowledge and love. Jesus accused the scribe and the Pharisee of the following. First, they are both lawmakers and judges to punish those who violate the law. They promulgated so many unnecessary laws, such as washing hands before eating or paying tax for growing mint leaves, etc. Jesus accused them that they tie up heavy burdens and lay them on people's shoulders, but they would not lift a finger to move them. Second point, they do good deeds in front of people. All the religious deeds they do, not because of God, but for people to see and to praise them. Though wearing phylacteries and tassels during prayer are obligatory to remind them that they must continually remember God is their only one. Phylactery, see Exodus chapter 13, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8 or 11, verse 18. Tasso, see Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41, or Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. But they expanded their phylacteries bigger and their tassels longer to attract people's attention. Third, they love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues. At banquets, they expect the most important seats, for example, to sit on the right or on the left of the host, or in the same table with important person. In Jewish synagogues, the front seats are reserved for the elder and the important people. They wanted these seats to show people that they are important and for others to pay attention to what they wear and the things they do. Fourth, they like to be written in marketplaces and the salutation rabbi. The scribe and the Pharisees want people to treat them as the primary citizens, more than parents or people. They explained that the parents of people are physical benefactors giving them a body, while they are spiritual benefactors, and spiritual is more important than physical. While this Jesus revenged his disciples to call Arthur rabbi, father, or leader, Jesus intended to remind his disciples not to idolize anyone as their God, except God only. Jesus didn't prohibit to call our earthly father as father, but don't consider them as equal to God. Lastly, Jesus taught his disciples about the standard of God's judging of value. He said, "The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbled himself will be exalted." Application in life. St. Augustine's life must be this experience lesson for us, especially the young to know. Don't expect to find God's truth outside of the scripture. In other words, if we want to know eternal truth, we must learn scriptures. If we want to read God, we must come to Christ. A life of prayer and in close union with Christ shall help us to fathom about God. As St. Thomas Aquinas declared, "I learned the most from Christ's cross." Don't be foolish to idolize anyone except God. He is the one who had the absolute power over all things and who loved us the most. Amen.